Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
To declare your independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
No fear, no fear, no fear, no fear here. Declare your independence on the Free Talk Live Network. Genesis, one thing I've given you guys a teaser a little bit on the network with Dr. Frank Tamberi. He's a good friend of mine for years. We were heavily involved in the Ron Paul Revolution. And in the summer of 2015, Dr. Frank is a naturopath in Arizona. He's got a successful men's health practice going on, and my doctor, my favorite kind. So what happened is that he did some presentations to the Republican legislative districts that he was in, and he said, you know, this Obamacare thing is not going to go well. And it's, you know, he gave a lot of really good reason, Austrian economics, Ron Paul supporting kind of guy. But then Trump came down the escalator in 2015 that summer, and he goes, Ernie, don't be a hater, you know, but I want to come on and explain to people why he's going to win, you know. Oh, I'm not necessarily a Trump supporter. He kept saying that for a while, you know. We're all like, yeah, right. But anyway, so he was very accurate in how this has gone on. Plus, he's very involved in pop culture. I mean, you know, he's one of those comic book guys. He, you know, has all the actor signatures on the poster for Star Wars. He's very into pop culture, movies. We talk about, he's a movie buff, audiophile. I mean, he's produced some of his own music, and he's one of those guys. Well, what happened as we started doing the show, it became clear to us that there was an attack on culture. He was really hammering on culture stuff. Then we started getting into sociopathy, you know, the psychopaths and the sociopaths in politics. So everything over the years, been like 8 years we've been doing this, and what happened was, man, if Frank and Ernie and the Trump Report wasn't clairvoyant. So we're going to share that with you guys a little bit today, because it's interesting. And last week, because I was traveling, he and I didn't get to do our weekly show, so both of us kind of get Jones, and we got a whole bunch of stuff to say. So that's what we're going to do for you guys here. Now, the regular audience, they know our banter. We're like old married couple, you know, yelling at each other. Because my thing was, yeah, you can come on. You're still voting. I mean, you know, I'm just like, you're still voting? Oh, yeah. Oh, this new guy will rule me. You may choose from fascist candidate A or communist candidate B. I mean, you know, I don't care. That's not where the change is going to be. And as time has gone on, Dr. Frank and I have kind of, you know, we've paralleled and starting to come to a point to where we both understand it's you. It is the people. It's general public opinion, and that is what's being targeted with all of this news, all of this, you know, social and economic engineering that's happening to us. But they have a genesis. They have there's a system in place here. I just saw a video. Oh, Tiger, you know, our old webmaster just sent me a couple of days ago. He goes, here, you know, this explains it really well. And it was Dr. Shiva. You know, he's a MIT grad and has his own group, and he's always running for office in Massachusetts and Boston area. And he came across and discovered, before it became common knowledge, just how the federal government was using big tech to censor people. And he had lawsuits in the federal courts, and, you know, it's a long story. But he gave a presentation on the systems that are used to get general public opinion at least distracted and divided is their biggest thing, because there's 8 billion people out here don't like what they're having done to them, so they don't need them united. Heck no, we got to divide and divide, 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 divide. And when people's best interests come in, you know, it's going to be a food thing. You know, we all want to like eat and stuff. Well, what happens? They start to come together in overlapping interest against they, them, those that won't leave us alone. T3, they, them, those. There's always somebody out there wanting to supplant their interest for mine and me cheerlead for them. So this is where we're going, and we'll start off with Dr. Frank introducing himself real quick, and then he's going to get into the news, and it's monologue Frank, and sometimes I get to talk, okay? So, Frank, go ahead and introduce yourself, and then what are the issues of the last couple of weeks we need to be known about?
Wow. Well, first off, thanks, Ernie, and again, welcome for a new audience. Yeah, it's sort of hard to summarize sometimes 8 years of banter and topics and theme, but you kind of get the right idea. No, for the record, too, we don't spend a lot of time on pop culture as far as just talking movies and such. But the irony is that was a part of my life that I really didn't bring up into this. To me, the politics was enough going on. Economics, Austrian economics, that's pretty much how Ernie and I had known each other. And I kept it that way. The pop culture was just a relief valve, so I didn't have my blood pressure going up watching the news at night, which I decided not to do anymore because it was becoming too frustrating for most of us. So I would just go off and maybe watch an old Star Trek or watch an old video, or actually these new channels that were doing movie reviews. And the irony was is that the movie review sites and my cinematography, you know, film geek sites that were an escape from politics were slowly and then quickly getting dragged into the political discussion, which I was trying to avoid, and that was the point. So somehow it slowly kind of got into the show as we started realizing this was really more of a culture war. And one of the tenets that we talk about probably every week, so I may as well just throw it out there. I guess it's been kind of the brand or the theme of us, or at least me, is it always comes back to Karl Marx. We always, Trump reports always about Karl Marx, and some lefties might say, of course, of course. But Marx talked about that there's three things you need to do to take over a country or the people, because the people typically have three things that they think are more important than government. So, of course, if you're trying to have a nationalist takeover or a communist takeover, what you want to do is make sure that they love government over everything else. So what are those three things that Karl Marx identified? And he's correct, is you have to stop intercede people's love of God, their love of family, and their love of their culture. And I'm not sure if it was really in that order, but it probably is. And of course, most of us listening today, if you've been around for a while, of course, you've been watching this in the news, or you've been feeling it in your own communities. They've been doing this for decades. This is not about Trump, right? So they've been attacking religion for decades. You know, if you're religious, regardless of whatever religion that might be, that you're just stupid and silly, and it's a bunch of superstition. And we've now gotten to a point where a place in California now is trying to say that if you homeschool your kids, that's the equivalent of child abuse, because you're teaching your children anti-science, you know, that, you know, Noah's Ark, that couldn't have happened. So now we've gotten to the point where it's anti-science, like the whole vaccine discussion. Now it's getting into religion. That's how far we've come. And then, of course, the attack on the family unit, which has been going on, I mean, for a really long time. We've come a long way from Father Knows Best and Leave It to Beaver. And if you're old enough to remember those shows, then you already get it. So I think it probably started, we could probably debate it, but I think pop culture started with Homer Simpson. It was a fun character, but it's turned into now Homer Simpson is the standard for men, especially white men in this country. And, of course, women are all CEOs and bringing home the bacon. Actually, it was that show. We just put that commercial. I'm a woman. Remember, I'm bringing home the bacon, frying up in a pan. We should play that one. I think that was the beginning of all of this.
And I don't need a man.
Yeah, exactly. We should find that old commercial.
You know, I want to make this point. You know, this is a good time to make this point I wanted to bring up. The big, what do they call it, that Barbie Hammer, you know, or Hammer, whatever. Anyway, just
the Barbie movie
and the Oppenheimer atomic bomb movie. And a lot of times, you know, it's a double feature. My brother-in-law went, his family, and they both went and marathon movied it over the summer. And his sons are like, you know, high school, college age. Well, what happened, I went and got my hair cut a couple of days ago, and the woman cutting it, you know, we were yakking, and she's going, yeah, I'm going to go see the Barbie movie and everything, and, you know, I don't want to get into, you know, controversy while somebody's got scissors on my head. But, you know, so I go, you know, I'm 62. My sister's really into Barbie. I mean, they take Dixie cups and make furniture out of it for them. I mean, before they had all the houses and crap and everything, they were building it. And then my daughters, you know, they aren't too heavy in the bar, but they definitely had some and, you know, went through their phase. And then they have the movie, and, you know, Margot Robbie, I'm going, oh, cool, she's kind of Barbie-esque, you know, whatever. And I said, you know, the thing is, though, is that it used to be women could do whatever they wanted. They'd have Barbie doctor, Barbie executive, Barbie astronaut, Barbie whatever the heck, you know, Barbie engineer, Barbie construction worker, Barbie, cool, great. Then you started getting, you know, minority Barbies and whatever, but then they started getting blue hair, gay, fat Barbies or whatever the heck they do. Well, what happened was, it was all about empowerment and imagination and them playing, yes, I can be these things. It wasn't just bombshell bimbo Barbie looking to, you know, score a rich can or something like that, which is fine if you want your Prince Charming and so on, pace, go do that. But now it's instead of being empowering in a young girl's mind that they can be any profession that they want or work towards. I mean, if they have the physical ability, it's not like they're going to out-bench Prince, you know, Conan the Barbarian or something. But the that I didn't have a problem with. It's when, but therefore, all white straight males must die. Ken needs to be put on the rack and tortured. I mean, you know, that kind of thing. That was not productive. I don't know where that came from, but it began. And now you have the Barbie. I haven't gone and saw it yet. I probably wait until it streams, and maybe when it gets down to $3.99 or free, I might watch it. But I really go see Oppenheimer. But the point is that here you have the whole Barbie mythos that they created for young girls as a powerful force, which is why Disney bought Star Wars to screw up, and Marvel, and Indiana Jones, and all, I mean, they just taken every single one, anything that they could to try and divide, because everything's about divide. This is Dr. Shiva's video is all about. It's on freedomsphoenix.com right now. You take and you divide people, men, women, black, white, gay, straight, rich, poor, as many different divisions as you can get before people start becoming just American, you know, America, and you suck, and we are all against what you're doing. No. We got to divide you. Well, when they start dividing men, women, a feminist mindset originally was that, you know, if women can do the job, do the job. You want to argue about equal pay? Well, you know, negotiate for equal, you know, whatever you got to do. But then they start getting government involved. Then they start mandating. Whenever you start getting force and mandating, or you get punished because you're not diverse enough, or you get punished because you hired somebody you weren't supposed to, or you rented your home to somebody you weren't supposed to, or you did, I mean, this is where it starts to go wrong. Now, that's a social thing, and that eventually evolves into whatever, but using government force, taking your pension money and giving it and investing in certain things by a criteria that they set up with this environmental social governance that also includes diversity, equity, and inclusion, whatever the heck that means. So now we have Barbie, something as traditional as that. I mean, God, that was at least the 60s, not the 50s when Barbie came out. And what they're taking taking is they're going, not only can women be anything they want to be and capable of doing, and hopefully in a meritocracy, but the patriarchy must die. The men are the problem. You're not able to do this because there's some straight white guy that, you know, must be hammered on. And if you watch any television, movies now, and sure as heck commercials, you know, to have a nuclear family, oh my God, that's white, that you have a man, a woman, and children, and oh my God, the woman's a homemaker and takes care of raising the children, and God forbid, homeschools. These kinds of traditional values are not only opposed, they're vilified, they're hammered on, they're, go, you're doing it wrong. So I definitely have noticed that throughout my life, and I can see the detrimental effects it's had on our society. And certainly, when I have daughters and daughters-in-law that are homemakers, you know, that stay at home, their husbands make a good living, they are able to take care of my 12 grandkids, they are so much better off having mom there, or dad, I don't care, you know, but a parent is there. So I just wanted to inject that this Barbie thing is a definite neon flashing example of what you're talking about.
No, it's a great example, actually. Now I'm going to be passing on that movie. I'll be doing Oppenheimer, but that's another story. But, yeah, I was mentioning the three things that Marx talked about to Trump, dare I say. So we have the family unit. God and the family, and often the family unit and religion go hand in hand. It turns out that something I was learning from sociologists that the children become religious more so from the father. In other words, if the father is religious or prays every day or goes to a synagogue or what have you, that is a much greater percent chance the children will follow that rather than the mother. For whatever reason, it's kind of just interesting thing. So, of course, you break up the family unit where you make the man into Homer Simpson. The religion is tied to that as well in some ways. And then thirdly, what I was getting to is great point on this, is the culture. So, and that's where Trump kind of came in. It wasn't just about politics. It's everything. Because I'm sure we all know by now that it's not just about Trump. And the Trump is a side effect of the deeper problem that was brewing for decades, depending how long some of us have been following all of this. You know, for a lot of normies, it wasn't until Trump or later on people started to realize, wait a minute, you mean the media doesn't always tell me the truth? Or maybe there's some pedophiles on some island? You know, a bunch of crazy people were talking about this 15 years ago. I thought it was all conspiracy theory, you know, or the voting issues or what have you, or maybe not trusting your doctor because you realize that your doctor is part of a establishment, that he's not independent, you know, this doctor looking out for you all the time. I mean, all of these somewhat of a cognitive dissonance that people have been going through all around the same time. And that's the culture issue and where Trump and the movies are all playing into. It's interesting you're talking about with Barbie as well. And, of course, you know, they try to divide us, right? You mentioned about dividing. And that's an important point, too, because we have been more and more unified through these decades. I mean, I have argued, you wouldn't know that from today, but I've argued, you know, during the Black Lives Matter issue, and we've talked about it on the show back then, you know, tell me how in the world we are more racist today than we were just 5 years ago, or 10 years ago, or 50 years ago, right? I mean, I've even made the argument that we're the least racist nation in the world. And that really throws some people for a loop. But just if you're debating somebody, have them explain how we're more racist now than 5, 10 years ago. And I won't make this a long monologue on this point. We've covered it before. But, you know, we have more, just take a look at black people alone. You know, there's more black millionaires and billionaires in this country than any country or in the history of the planet. You know, we have more educated black people and minorities than any country on the planet. You have more opportunities. You're the most powerful man in the world. You know, obviously being black.
All the more reason it needs to be under attack.
Exactly. The point, it's I've always made that point. I remember the night when President Obama won. I was at John McCain's losing party. Not that I even voted for John McCain. I was there to drink the champagne. But I remember watching Jesse Jackson famously cry the night when Obama came out to accept you know, that he had won. And, you know, I did think it was a moving moment for America. It was all fine. Politics aside, But I remember turning to my friend and I said, I wonder what Jesse Jackson's job is going to be now. What was he just going to retirement? He's done. You know, he just go off and say, all right, victory. I just go off and enjoy my retirement. No, because it's sort of like any movement or government program. It doesn't know how to end. And they have to, we're like the military. You know, it's like once you have peace, you can't have peace. Got to have another war somewhere to keep it going. And so the irony is all of this fed into each other where as race relations were the best ever in this country, obviously, and there's always room for improvement. But I mean, you know, just look at interracial relationships on campuses or around. I mean, it's a common thing, forgetting them throwing it at us every day on commercials nowadays, but it's a natural thing. So all of this has happened. Same thing with women in the workforce. I mean, there's so much equality with women doing things at this point that they're having a hard time. You know, now we're going back to, should women, you know, go back and be mothers at home? You know, that's a whole other discussion.
The women
I'll make a point on in a second.
They're going, but, look, what have I given up? What have I missed? How am I going to, they hire surrogate mothers and surrogate nannies, the surrogate family for their surrogate children.
Ernie, there's this great point. There's a bunch of podcasts going around now with a bunch of 30-year-olds and young people, which I don't necessarily listen to, but you've probably seen them. They're kind of going viral. And there's these young guys who are hosting these group podcasts of like 5 or 10 people, usually women on there. And they're trying to explore the modern dating world and with sexual relations. You know, they're trying to, because it's a whole new world now with Instagram and all of these meetups and whatever, all the stuff that they're doing. It's a different world. And they themselves need to figure this out. So I'm glad that they're having these discussions. Hookup culture, all this stuff, you know, obviously with the dating apps, it's changed dating, which is why so many young men don't have girlfriends. They just sit home and play video games. And it's a fact. Now, I think 10% of the men are dating 80 to 90% of all the women. I mean, it's completely turned everything upside down. It's basically become The Bachelor in real life. You know, that
TV
show.
These guys are popular. So, they probably open the door for them. They probably pay for dinner. They probably got a job. And if they don't, the women complain. They go, look, you know, they all want to do Dutch. All they want to do is sleep with you. You know, and they're a bunch of wimps that, you know, got to, you know, phone home.
That's kind of the point is that if the women are all, if 90% of women are all picking the same 10%, the high value men, you know, for looks and money and status and whatever else, well, then why would a man want to settle down and have a family when they've got so many fish? You know, it's almost self-propagating this problem. So anyway, the punchline or the mic drop moment that was going viral those couple of weeks ago was the, you know, the women were all talking about how they can't find a guy and this and that, and they're talking about other problems. And basically what he had said was one of the commentators, he said, you know, it used to be that, you know, women and men, their status, especially for women, was they wanted to be like men. And the status equal to men was how many men want to sleep with you. In other words, as a woman, you're high value, the more men want to sleep with you, right? That seemed to be what the goal was, because maybe that's what men sometimes will look at as a status. But for women, that was the goal. You know, to look hotter and face stuff and whatever filters on your Instagram.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News update. Hunter Biden's former business partner claims Hunter would sometimes put his father on speakerphone while meeting with business partners.
Archer talked about the big guy and how Hunter Biden always said, we need to talk to my guy. We need to see when my guy's going to be here.
That's Arizona Republican Andy Biggs after the meeting. The panel investigating whether Joe Biden played a role in his son's foreign business dealings while vice president. A sweltering heat wave is now moving through the South. Heat indexes, which factor in humidity, could soar into triple digits this week across states like Texas, Louisiana, and Florida. In the Southwest, Phoenix has now topped 110 degrees for 31 straight days. Gas prices have hit an 8-month high. According to AAA, the national average yesterday and today has been $3.75 a gallon. Industry experts blame the spike on production cuts and the record-breaking heat. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
But for women, that was the goal, you know, to look hotter and, you know, face stuff and whatever filters on your Instagram page and all this. And then this guy chimed in and he said, you know what? But it's changed. He said, the real value is how many men would want to marry you.
Yep.
And everyone, whoa! And the women in that panel, you should see their face of crestfallen. But it really, it's an interesting twist where that is the value. To how many men want to marry you shows truly a value for now. But that's part of the culture deal. So anyway, the culture is the one what unifies us, binds us, and as I said, if you're going after the religion or the family unit, you go after the culture. And Trump, you know, for all of his warts and all, in a way, was kind of one last rallying of the old American culture, the ugly American, everything put together. And they have to destroy all of that, right? In other words,
he was a perfect example. The white, race, older, rich, misogynist, blah, 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 blah,
right,
blah. He must therefore die. You know, not that I'm a Trump fan. I don't give a crap. You know, any of these guys want to rule
me. Politically incorrect. Yeah, being politically incorrect. I mean, Trump would purposely just say something politically incorrect just to show the reaction of the other side. So if they don't like the word when he says China virus, he goes, you know what? China virus. He'll say it even louder just to make the point that, you know, that of not to be dictated like Orwell of what words you can say and not say. Because after all, words are part of our culture. And that's why so many words are under attack now. Now people can't keep up. Every week it's a new word. You can't say this, can't say that.
You've never had that
before.
You know, Trump, my problem with Trump was that he didn't go far enough. He cared what they said too much. You know, as much as he would be all boisterous about and want to do what he wanted, he still was, you know, reading every article, looking at what the commentary was, whatever focus group or poll of, you know, who gives a crap. And it was, you could see it. You know, he still capitulated, especially politically, with his appointments and who was in his cabinet and how he would deal. But, you know, on the whole, he still represented exactly what they were trying to go, you know, the patriarchy, the misogynist patriarchy, you know, whatever that means. So I'm going, this is, it was like food to the beast. You know, they really enjoyed, they needed him there. Hell, CNN, you know, has lasted years longer because of Trump, which now they're done, you know. So this is, and Fox, all of them, they're done, you know, because what's happened, general public opinion will always rule out. What they're trying to do is to make general public opinion must be dictated by people other than the public. You know? So I can see Trump at the time that he was gaining in popularity, the same thing was happening with Brexit in Europe. And that was Nigel Farage and all that stuff. So now, what did we just go through? The United Kingdom debanked Nigel Farage. He was a member of European Parliament. Then he was a member of Parliament in the United Kingdom. He's got United Kingdom Independence Party. I mean, he's got it going on, and they just pissed him off. Well, he's all buds with Trump, and that's a good enough reason to cancel him. Well, they had some woman that was head of one of the big banks that was their diversity hire of whatever, and global warming's my number one thing. Well, what does she do? Just totally canceled Nigel Farage banking. Why? Because didn't like him. What did he do wrong? Didn't like him. So then it became such a big deal that they're, whoa, then the United Kingdom government gets involved. And I don't know, the royals, they sit around, you know, waiting to see who wins. But the all of a sudden, now they're having investigations. Now they're checking, oh, we're ever so sorry. She did it wrong. You're back in. But what it showed is how far they're willing to go and how long their memory is that they are going to make you pay anyway. So this is becoming so obvious, and by a minority, a very vocal, loud, screaming minority that is just, you know, making sure that they get what they want in the social and economic engineering of a future that they desire, funded and supported by non-governmental organizations, these NGOs, by rich individuals, the World Economic, whatever the heck, and they all share board of directors on everything and buddies and own the media. You know, so we are at war. The vast, vast, vast majority of the human beings on this planet are at war with a pony horn, pointy fang, blood dripping pointy tail people. And this is going to not end well, and it is going to come up against actual physical resistance against these people with guns. The people that have law enforcement at their beck and call, like the FBI in America. You know, they'll raid, you know, freaking, you know, Mike Lindell that sells pillows. You know, the FBI goes after Stone, Roger Stone and him and Trump and all that. But they're not going after the pedophiles. There was no FBI raid on, you know, a big, giant, long list of, oh, my God, need to be raided. So this is, and then now you get Hunter Biden, you know, and his father, the Presidente of the United States of America, and when he was VP, with enormous amounts of evidence of how corrupt they are, I don't see any FBI action other than trying to protect them.
And we have to also add is, not only is all this going on, this corruption, and I'm not trying to support the Republicans here, but the Republicans are so milquetoast, they're just sitting back wondering whether we should investigate an impeachment or look into this
further.
They're
all part of it.
I know exactly. So guys, for the audience that's sort of new, I just want to give you a little quick primer. Before we go off topic of culture, that we'll be getting to later today, there, of course, is the Hunter Biden deal, with the plea deal that fell apart, some topical politics, which Ernie's famous line is, I just don't care about
it. Care.
But we'll probably inject some, I don't care, just to get used to that one. Also, the predicted market as far as with the new polls, at least the horse race for the Republicans. Again, Ernie, just don't care. But I just want to mention it because it's been a couple weeks. We haven't done the show. And, of course, Tucker Carlson interviewed each of these guys one-on-one. There was we never got to have fun talking about that. But also with Vivek and how his push up in the polls, what's happened to DeSantis, which he's like the last hope for all the neocons. And anyway, that's another story. We will address that. Also, one of our topics that has slightly gotten into our show on occasion is the whole UFO discussion. No, we're not making this the Art Bell show for you guys that are new. However, it is. I mean, they just had a whole congressional hearing about it, coming out of the closet saying this is real, whether it is or not. But now it's in the congressional record, and it is bipartisan. The only time I've seen Democrats or Republicans all on the same page on something, I think it's risen above. And is this the greatest distraction of all time? Or is it real or not? Either way, but we will talk about that. Also, I have an astounding AI story that Ernest Hancock is going to love. But when we get to it, Ernie, you have no idea. It's going to be a fun one. But, man, it's going to seem simplistic, but it is going to be a can of worms. And for you guys listening, you might want to check in for that one if we don't, especially on the podcast.
Yeah, also, AI girlfriend. Also, an AI girlfriend. Am I cheating if I'm AI girlfriending?
Yeah, we're kind of getting close to it. And then we have, of course, we have Mitch McConnell. Not that anyone probably cares on this channel. He did, I guess there's not much else to say about it, but I just, as a doctor, I do play a doctor.
He struck out on the freaking podium.
By the way, Ernie, I'm not a proctologist, although that's what people think I do. I focus in urology and prostate cancer. But for a lot of men, all they think about is that certain test with the rubber glove. So they think it's a proctologist. Very, very different.
I know you.
Regardless, same thing to Ernie, because I've been able to, when he annoys me too much, I do his, a prostate exam without lube, so you have to be nice to me, Ernie. But anyway, then...
Ernie, you're pissing me off. You need another appointment.
No, I know. Well, I could tell my patients. They work for the federal government. I charge them extra for lube. But anyway, then we have with Mitch McConnell, I think what he had the other day, most of you saw that video, they're saying a stroke, but I think more technically, most likely, is a TIA. Some of you might know. It's called a transient ischemic attack. It's basically a mini stroke. They're very, they're quick and fleeting. Exactly what you saw. So just an FYI, what you saw occur to him is almost guaranteed a TIA, which is just a very small clot that just gets flushed out fairly
quickly. How old is he?
He's like 81, 82 or something. And that's a larger issue too about why it's amazing. In all of our lifetimes, I don't think we've seen such, age in politics. Yeah. It's as if that generation does not want to let go, which is an interesting question. Why not? Why is the transfer of power generation able to transfer, and yet it's not? And my hunch might be the culture issue again, that there's such a cult. And when I mean culture this time, I don't mean what we're normally talking about, but the generational culture that young people today just see the world completely different, being born with an iPhone in their hand versus the older generation. I think there could be something to that about a deep foundation change of who's running things and maybe a distrust of the young people who see the world differently, good or bad. But lastly, before we get into any of those topics, I just want to give a heads up for those of you who think we're just meandering about pop culture. Before we get off the pop culture, big news in the culture war in a way, and business. Did you hear the news release this week, Ernie, about Heartland of America? Did you hear about that?
No.
So, get this. There is now a competition for Disney World. So far, we have Universal Studios. And we have Dollywood. Well, turns out a big investor, turns out he was one of the owners of the largest franchise holder of Pizza Hut. So some guys call him the Pizza Hut guy. He now has personally put together $2 billion. And this is a real deal. They just announced it. A new amusement park, theme park, the size of Disneyland, and even to be bigger, called Heartland of America. And it's going to be in the heartland. Don't quote me. I think it's...
Was it going to be themed on America, Revolution?
Yep, it's all America. So when you go walk in, and it's all a whole model and everything. You can check out online. They had all press conference. A lot of my Disney sites that kind of track Disney news, which we cover often on the show a little too much, they're all covering it. So when you walk in, instead of the big Cinderella castle, instead, you're going to have a giant flag, American flag. And the rides, there's nothing commercial going on here. The rides are all based off of America. So, for instance, there's a roller coaster. It goes through the mountains, and the theme is Bigfoot and the Yeti. You know, there's another theme that takes you in the bayous, or sort of like a log theme.
Yeah, Paul Bunyan log run.
Yeah, you're right, right. And so they're hearkening back. Now, what's also interesting is that Walt Disney, he fashioned Disneyland from his youth, from like the 1930s. So there's that old town 1930s feel, like from the old TV shows, like the Andy Griffith Show, is what he tried to do. Well, this gentleman was born in the 50s. And so the American Heartland Main Street is going to be 1940s and 50s America. And it just goes from there. So what's fascinating is there's no IPs. There's no properties that have been co-opted and have been woke. It's going to be in America's heartland, and it's going to divert a lot of the money and the frustration of people like myself, who just I told the audience a few weeks ago, we were going to go to Disneyland. My daughter, who's six, has never been there. It should be a wonderful time, princesses and all. And I just said, no, I am done with Disney for a whole host of reasons. The last straw was watching that trans guy wearing a mustache. Dressed as Snow White, greeting the little girls at Princess Land. I said, I'm done,
awesome.
And so we went to Knott's Berry Farms in California. Never heard of it. Had a great time. Knott's Berry was just kind of an Americana type of park. Had a wonderful time without all the hassles. And so now here's America Heartland that's drumming to suck whatever's left of Disney's cultural power. So I just wanted to bring that up.
Well, where is it going to be at? Missouri or Oklahoma or something?
Yeah, I think it's Missouri. Let me just double check it as you look it up here.
Missouri has, God, what is it? The Finger Lake campground area thing. It's a very, summer vacation, June, bring your RV kind of stuff. As Donna and I, on the Love Bus Liberty Tour, as we're going around the country the last few years, for the audience that doesn't know, we're from Phoenix, and we, in early 20, we had planned this in late 19. We could see what was coming, and we bought a 40-foot MCI bus, like a big Greyhound bus, and it's totally decked out, a studio built into it, bedroom, bathroom, kitchen, full, kind of, it's nice. And we traveled the country, and we just go to all the small towns around in opposition to mandates on vaccinations. So we we are the ones that created the Ron Paul Lovolution logo, the Ron Paul Revolution, back in 08 and 12. And what happened, we call it the Love Bus, and it has that Love, logo on it. And so we have a lot of contacts and a lot of like-minded people around the country that when the lockdown happened, the scamdemic, that they were of the mind, we're not closing our gym, our restaurant, our business, so, bite me. And they needed support. They needed the sign campaign. Well, we brought a bunch of equipment and a lot of room underneath the bus, and we did full campaign, the same as we did for Ron Paul's campaign. We went to the streets and supported rural areas in opposition to, and it always came from, the teachers union, the municipal employees, the county level of got their orders from the NGO of whatever the hell. But the vast, vast majority of people, certainly in the rural areas, were in great opposition to all this BS and oftentimes just ignored it. Now you get into the cities and that was a different story, but there still were people in opposition. They just, you know, they divided you and, you know, gaslit you and you hate and want to kill grandma kind of thing. So as time has gone on, when you talk about the Heartland, this amusement park stuff, they demonstrated every opportunity that, you know, we're against them and that and whatever that is. So, they're voting for Trump. You know, if you're still voting, all right, they were going for Trump. Then, you know, Heartland, yeah, we'll go to that amusement park. Oh, and we have the opportunity to give a middle finger to them by group buying and the whole church. If we're going to go see Sound of Freedom on the exploitation of children and so on. Boom, we're all over it and beat out Indiana Jones. You know, so this is, it's there. They don't want you to think it's there. They don't want you to know it's there. They don't want, they're gaslighting you. And every opportunity, people are demonstrating, nope, don't care. And when Trump won out and overcame the fraud that they were able to get away with in 16, man, Hillary and the crowd, they just, whoa, heck no. And from then on, you could see it in legislation, because we're political activists in Arizona, and my big thing was election law since the late 80s. You know, I'm lawsuits all the way in Ninth Circuit, you know, it's a long story. But the point was, is I could see this too shall pass. Eventually, people are going to see how corrupt the election process is. Certainly in Arizona, I give you Maricopa County, neon told you so, okay? So this is just right in line with what we've been covering, popularizing, uncovering, exposing, and the theme on Freedom's Phoenix is uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, which is what we've been doing, and certainly on this show. I have only two shows that I do on a regular basis. I mean, we have a lot of interviews and so on, you know, 5 days a week, you know, and then we have the network that we have there, a couple of networks that pick up our show, and then the network that goes out in Genesis on the Free Talk Live network on Monday. Now, what happened is, as we do all of these shows and so on, we see what Frank is talking about. And there's only two shows that I do regularly. One, every other Wednesday with James Corbett. Then, every Thursday when we can, every now and then we'll miss, like I missed last week because I was traveling from Washington to Maine. Now, what happens is, this is the only time that we really talk in summation of what's been going on over the last week or two. When we do that, the one thing that we've been waiting on, and we can bring this up as the next issue, is that Dr. Frank and James Corbett and I, CorbettReport.com, we go, it's going to be aliens. You know they're scraping the bottom of the barrel. They got to buy, they got to distract, they got, it's going to be the aliens are coming. Well, they're either already here or whatever, but they're definitely going to bring that one up. And now you watch this stuff in Congress where military pilots, military people in the know, commercial pilots, everybody going, yep, and we got the bodies, yep, and we got the craft, yep, and they're reverse engineering, yep, we see them all the time, yep, it's a regular thing. Is it a national security threat? At the very least, they need to know, you know, my F-18 plus Super Hornet going to go kick butt, can't keep up with them. So now what? We just ignore them? You know, who is it? What is it? What's it? Don't care. No, don't. And if you say anything, yeah, we kill you. You know, so these whistleblowers are coming out, but are they part of the programming? How the hell do we know? I don't trust anything anybody does in Congress anyway. So
since we're talking
aliens,
oh boy, I just don't want the audience to think this is a normal thing. Although it's, I never brought politics to my office. I still try not to. But then Obamacare passed. And slowly, you know, politics started to invade my practice, you know, and I often say, I mean, I don't get involved in anyone else's business. The government gets involved in mine. So now it's fair game. So suddenly you're forced to deal with it. Or like these podcasts I said earlier, politics gets involved in the movie business and pop culture. So it's, you know, it's everywhere. And that's showing the instability of the culture and the country that we're at this point. And even normies are just saying, oh, I'm tired of all the politics. Well, anyway, UFOs, like you're saying, it's a harbinger or perhaps a sign of how close we are to a cultural or country, at least establishment collapse. Because I think whether it's true or not, And I'll make comment on that in a minute because I think it probably is. But if it is true, it shows you how desperate the system is. Because if it's the deepest secret, well, then, you know, why reveal it now? It's almost as if the president right now is about to be exposed to all the corruption, which I know is a job description, the way you would see it. And I get it, but it's not just Biden. It's the whole system that covers it up. It's the system that's backed Biden. It's the system that knew this guy was corrupt. And then they tanked Bernie Sanders, for instance, to push Biden to the front during the primaries, which we covered every part of that election in detail to Ernie's chagrin there. But we wound up doing that. I mean, and then, of course, the Epstein Island. Remember, the Epstein Island issue isn't really about Epstein. I mean, it really should be about the children, of course, but it's not about Epstein. The story of Epstein is the system that all knew about it and insulated him, both politically, you know, our government would know about it, the media knew about it, and how deep and how many tentacles where is the mental state of our leaders that something like that could exist for 20 plus years and everyone knows about it. I mean, that's the deeper issue. So but anyway, what was I talking about with
aliens?
The aliens, thank you. The aliens is that if we're at this point where everything's being exposed, you know, the world is being the media is being turned upside down. I've said many times on prior shows that throughout human history, information always in some way came from the top down, whether it's a dictator or it's the media companies that have more money than you. But for the first time in history, it's going the bottom up, where the people now have a voice and say whatever, which of course is why they want to censor everything. But with all that happening, it's like a ride where you're going upside down on a roller coaster and everyone's coins and dirty laundry or whatever's in your pocket start to drop out because you didn't expect to be upside down. And I think all of these establishment scandals and things that were already there and, you know, we just never knew about, like the Bilderbergers, for instance, as an example, something that was always there, but there was not enough media or YouTube or what have you to even get the stuff exposed. And now they're like, all right, well, they admit it now, whatever. So all of these things are coming out. So the UFO story, if you think about it, would be, you know, the largest story, probably more than the JFK deal, because it's not just, you know, the fact that, you know, other aliens are around us, about our place in the universe, the philosophy. I mean, that's a whole thing in itself. But it immediately shows the level of secrecy that our own government is able to do. And then if you realize the government's been hiding this to that level, well, then what other so-called conspiracies might be true? Whether they're true or not, it just causes another cognitive dissonance for people to say, my God, was anything I was told true, whether it's JFK or whether it's 9/11 or whether it's the Gulf of Tonkin or whatever. I mean, everything gets in doubt, and that's where you lose the trust.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit FarmSafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.